Good morning to everyone. Today is the first Sunday in Advent, and today we remember the coming King. How did Jesus come as a king? Do you remember? Did he come on a royal stallion with a great big crown on his head and a golden sash across his chest and with a sword in his hand? Or how did he come? Jesus came as a little baby. Here is your king. Does he look like a king? Oh, but he is. He is a king. He is the king of the universe. As a matter of fact, this baby is your creator, and he is their creator also. Actually, he is the creator of the whole universe. Does he look like a king? No, he doesn't. He doesn't look like a king. There's no crown. There's no royal stallion. There's no golden sash across his chest. Rather, he was wrapped in swaddling cloths. There's no royal proclamation except for the angels who sang the Gloria in Excelsis, which we will sing on Christmas morning. He doesn't look like a king, does he? What did this king bring to you, though? What did this little baby bring to you? Kellen? This little king, this little baby, brought into the world, brought to you life and salvation. But he doesn't look like a king. You see, God works in ways that we would never even think of. God works in ways that are just beyond us. Scripture tells us that his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And his ways are not our ways. God doesn't think like we do. God sends his son born as a baby because he had to be a little baby boy born in the flesh. Just like you were born, and just like I was born, and just like all of them looking at you were born. That's how Jesus had to come. Because this baby had to come as a king, yes, but what would happen to this king? He would die on a cross. This little king would die on a cross. He would die by himself. Actually, he was whipped to the very nth of his life. He was crowned, but he wasn't crowned with a golden crown. Kellen, what kind of crown was it?
It was like
thorns. Yeah, a crown of thorns. He did not have a golden sash around his chest. Rather, he had blood pouring from his chest. And he wasn't seated up on his throne. He was actually, you remember?
He was nailed.
He was nailed to his throne. This is the kind of king that we all have. And this is what we celebrate in Advent. In this penitential, in this season of Advent, where we look at our sins and realize that this baby came, this king came, to die for each and every one of you, for me, and for the whole world. Thanks be to our King. With that, let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming as our King, as a baby, born in a stable and laid in a manger. Lord, this is not expected, but Lord, it was prophesied. You told us that this is how you would come. Lord, we rejoice that you have come this way. For being born as a baby, you came as a man. And there, O Lord, is our salvation, for the holy blood that you shed for us has washed away all of our sins. And Lord Jesus, you are the King. And we believe that you will come again. And we pray that you will come quickly to take us into your kingdom, to live with you forever and ever. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming. Thank you for dying. Thank you for rising. Thank you for ascending. And we know, Lord, that you will keep your promise and that you will come again. And all the children said,